Want to build a thriving business while make a much bigger impact in the world by becoming known as an influential voice in your industry? The choice versus just a choice with your ideal client? That's exactly what you're going to learn as I interview business experts, industry thought leaders, and entrepreneurs who are in the trenches making their mark so you can too. This is the award-winning podcast, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross. So welcome to another episode. I have got someone here who you are just going to delight in listening to the expertise that she has to share today. I'll have her introduce a little bit about her background in a moment, but some of the things that you're going to learn, if you are a coach and you have got a lot of expertise behind your belt, maybe for some of you, you're multi-talented, multi-passionate, and you're thinking, how can I create that into an offering, a body of work that is going to make a difference in the lives of my ideal clients, so much so that it is transformational. But you're struggling because you're not quite sure, where do I start? How do I put together a signature program? Well, all of that today we are going to cover with my wonderful guest, Sherry Toledo. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I love sitting and talking with you.
We could just talk for hours and hours and hours, but we promise that we will give someone a snapshot overview. And of course, we'll give them some contact details at the end of today's show, and also something that you and I are going to be working on together. So they may very well love to be part of that as well. But for those people who may not have had an opportunity to hear about you, give us a snapshot overview of who you are and what you're passionate about.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll do my elevator overview. So I am a longtime educator. I actually added up all the years I was in education not too long ago, and it was 44 years. So I have taught from kindergarten all the way through graduate school. I started out in K-12, and I taught in private schools. So I taught a little bit of everything. But my main focus was coaching. I loved coaching athletics. My specialty is volleyball. I'm still a great sofa coach, coaching from the stands. I'm really good there. But there was a time I got married late, and my husband and I were living in San Diego, and he got ill. And so I knew I needed to do something. I was working at a small school and making about $25,000 a year. And our rent was almost $900 a month. So you can tell I wasn't making a whole lot of money. Excuse me. And so I knew I needed to do something, and I had always wanted to go back to the college level. I actually coached high school, but I also coached college volleyball for about 7 years. So I started working on my doctorate and got a doctorate in technology and learning. So that has fed into the online space for me. So I have been teaching others how to create online courses since 1999. So
all you would have been a pioneer in that whole industry, being tech. That would have been quite early on.
It was very early. It was very early.
Wow. Yeah. So what I love about that is, now, of course, and I'm just jumping in so that people can see the significance of the richness and the depth of which you can tap into, and have seen how online learning, and, you know, for many of us who are coaches, we're also teaching, we're educating, we're empowering our clients through the information that we're sharing. But you've seen changes in that as well, and what really works. So it's such a blessing to be able to tap in to your knowledge in this area. But now, how are you using this vast experience and knowledge in the work that you do today, Sherry?
So nowadays, after I retired from education back in 2020, I had actually gotten my life coaching certificate in, I believe it was 2011, and had a small life coaching business for a while, kind of stepped out for a little bit. And then in 2019, 2020, step back into it. And it has now morphed into me being a kingdom life coach and business coach. So I help people put together their life coaching programs and offerings and what I call the program course, mm-hmm. and also help them with the mindset issues that come up. And that's the life coaching part of that.
Yes.
So the name of my company is the Created to Coach Academy.
Brilliant. And I will ask you in a moment to define program course, because some people are probably thinking, well, I've heard of a program and I've heard of a course, but what's a program course? So I promise I'll ask Sherry to share in a moment what that means as we go through this episode, because what I wanted to start off with first was some information that you shared with me, Sherry, around what e-learning, which is, I believe, quite a highly respected institution in the whole online learning space. And I believe that they are predicting that the online learning industry is set to become, correct me if I'm wrong, is it around $57 million industry by 2027.
I think it's billion.
There we go.
I think it's 57 billion.
Yes. So a lot of coaches have already gotten into the space. We know the power of online learning. Many coaches and consultants who were perhaps still doing a lot of business face-to-face 4 or 5 years ago were because of, I'm not going to mention what event happened, but it brought many people, some of them screaming, onto the online space. But then they realized, oh my goodness, there is so much more opportunity because distance and location and logistics not really a factor anymore. I can create content and share it with people around the world and really support people no matter where they are based. And so let's talk about, because I know that you see things happening in the online space with incredible, very gifted experts in their field, but when they're putting together their program course or their content, it's not really going to deliver the results that their clients want. And it's certainly not going to support the business in growing because of a number of key things. Let's address those first. What are some of those key issues?
So as I was thinking through this, just to bring up probably the most important things to realize, the first one is that too many times business owners, especially coaches, are really concerned with sharing their content. I have to share what I know. I have to share the X, Y, and Z. The issue with that is that anybody can get that content anywhere. Yes, there are nuances that are only mine, but more important than the content is the transformation that we as coaches take our clients through. And unless we're focused on the transformation, they are not going to get what they need and what they want. Too many times we put our needs ahead of theirs. And if they happen to fit into our need box, then that's good. But more times than not, what that means is they try to fit into our need box and they don't get theirs met. They don't get their needs met.
One of the things that comes to my mind is being so clear on who your ideal client is. And I've heard and even seen this happen where a coach has allowed a potential client to step into his or her program. And unfortunately, the result, the transformation isn't achieved. But when they had a look at, is this person an ideal client in all of the ways? So that's what you're talking about, isn't it? And there's so many factors to that, but that is one of the key things. If we've got people coming into our program, if we're honestly looking at, is this a good fit? Are they at the right stage? Or is it best that I say, look, you're not ready yet, go and do this first or something like that? This is what you're saying around the transformation piece.
It is. And I think too many times coaches struggle with, I want to help everybody. And when you want to help everybody, you can't help anybody, because, like, for instance, my program is very focused on Christian life coaches, and that's a worldview. So if my worldview is different than those people that are my pre-clients, the ones that are going to be my clients, if it's different, there's a mismatch. Yes. And again, they're not going to get their needs met. So it's really important to narrow down, even if you think it's too narrow.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah. You know, let me give you an example for people who are kind of trying to wrap their head around, is it too narrow? And an example I've often used is, say, for instance, you're a life coach, but one of the areas of specialty is around fitness as well, and your health around that. Now, you could help many people, I'm sure, but you could also help women. And you can narrow that down even further to women who have just had a baby and they want to get back to their pre, you know, baby weight and health. But you can niche it even further because it's not just her first child, but her second child, because the needs of that woman is very different from the needs of a woman who may be in her 50s or 60s or, you know, a mature woman. And I think that's what you're saying, isn't it? And the deeper you go into understanding that, the more the transformation is going to be, because your program course is going to hit all of the targets and all of the nuances that are going, in this example, this woman's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And was this a good time to talk about program course?
Yes. I was going to say, okay. I've mentioned that a couple of times and people are probably primed to go, okay, Anne-Marie, you've got to ask Sherry, what does program course, why program course?
So, you know, I've been in this long enough and been in the online world long enough to know that there really is an interaction between the idea of having a coaching program and having a course. So it really becomes that signature course, but everybody's talking about signature courses. So I wanted to find something that was a little bit different, because your program is that course and your course is the program. Now, that doesn't mean you only have one online course. What it means is that the basic course that we'll call the program course addresses the fundamentals and the fundamental processes that need to take place so that we can introduce people and guide them through that transformation. So, for instance, my program course is this idea of creating an online course, creating a program course. So my program course is creating a program course, but I have mini courses, or even maybe a 4-week course or a 1-week course that address different areas, like building a landing page or dealing with money mindset. And I know you're the same way. You have a lot of these other supplemental courses to your signature course, or as I call it, the program course. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. And I think when you look at it that way, you can see that you're really focused. And I love that you're sharing this, because I will often say to people, if you really want to become known as an influential, trusted authority in your industry, you have to have a clear and concise message that you consistently share. And so a lot of life coaches and business coaches, career coaches, but I know that you love working with Kingdom Life coaches, they may have a vast body of knowledge, but it's bringing that all together into what you call the signature program course that in and of itself becomes known in the industry, that you're that, like, for instance, you, Sherry, you're the person that helps Kingdom Life coaches put together their signature program course so that they can support their clients in having these transformational experiences once they go through that. So that's really the message and your brand that you're speaking about. And I think when we don't look at it through that lens, we become, you know, that saying, a master of none, you know, a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Yes.
Even if you are a jack of all trades, you can do a lot of different things. You're putting it under this, I call this an umbrella statement, but you know, an umbrella statement that becomes a program course that may have a lot of moving parts, but it is positioned in such a way that you will help clients go from this to that. And
right.
That's where a lot of coaches miss the point, because they're not really clear and they haven't really built that framework, that program course, to be able to offer that to clients.
And I think there's also a misunderstanding of, I guess I can put it, the power of a program course with your involvement. So there's a trend, and it's been around for a long time, for evergreen courses. That is courses that sit on your website that people can sign up for and they go through on their own. And in education, we call it independent study. But the statistics say that 2 to 5% of people that take independent study evergreen courses finish.
Wow.
So that means that 95 to 98% of the people that sign up for that course don't ever finish.
Mm.
Now, there's a caveat to that. If I'm teaching something that's a task or a skill, like maybe I'm teaching a knitting class. I have a client who teaches how to use your sewing machine. Or if I'm teaching a technical side of things, like maybe I'm teaching somebody how to use Canva.
Mm-hmm.
That's very different than a transformation.
Yes.
So when we're looking at life coaching, we're looking at taking people that have a specific challenge or problem from where they are to where they want to be. And they need us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they need us more than they need the content.
Mm.
Because it really is all about that relationship.
Yes.
And helping them, being their guide, being their coach, and helping them through that process.
Yeah. As you're sharing this, Sherry, I came this idea this that has just come to me in that, and I know that we spoke earlier before we pressed record. So I want to bring in what we spoke about to bring some context around that. And then I'll share what I believe it was just placed on my heart to share and ask you more about. So we said that with life coaches, and I know that many of your clients, and you've just confirmed that, they have a body of knowledge and expertise and their own transformations that they have gone through, lived through, and now can support others in having their own transformation. So in effect, you can help people stop making the same mistakes that you did or avoid making the mistakes you did and come through far quicker and more streamlined in a way to get them to that ultimate goal. And of course, the transformation, many of us as coaches realize that we can provide strategy, tactics, all of that, the steps, but unless we have the mindset, and I think in biblical terms, it would be if we're still got the old wineskins, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. And that's yes. What as a coach, we're able to do. And here is my point and what we would discuss, that so many coaches who have lived it and walked it through, they have with all the authority and the authenticity to be able to teach this because they've been there, they've done that, and they can support clients. It is exciting to be able to see that transformation in clients. Why would we not want to be there to be able to help guide? We can pinpoint the areas that could get them stuck, which is around that mindset. Yes. And here's what I wanted to share. Is that those people who really are building this transformational signature program course to not be there to support your client in whatever structure or format that you want to do, that's a different story that we can have for another day. But unless you're there to be able to guide that, there is so much missed opportunity, but we are excited when we do that. Correct me if I'm wrong. When you're supporting a client there, Sherry, and they have, and I think you've got a wonderful testimony you can share in a moment with us to prove this point. There is something that happens to us as well as their coach and mentor that blesses not only our clients, but ourselves and ultimately the community that our clients are now going to go out and have that impact. To speak a bit more about that.
Well, you know, I think we have a calling.
Mm.
We're gifted, we're talented in certain areas, and we have a calling. And when we're in the middle of that, there is just joy that pops out. Mm. And I think that's what you're saying. It's like there's, as I'm developing relationships with my clients, as you're developing them with your clients, there's just especially, and this is where going back to that niching down is so important. So earlier, like this year and last year, I had several conversations with potential clients. The ones that were my heart clients, my heart and soul kind of clients, I never got through the sales portion of that talk. Mm-hmm. They knew that I was the right person for them. And that was based on the way that I had defined who my people were. Mm-hmm. So my people are like 40 plus year old Christian women who are life coaches, who maybe in my ideal world, had some type of athletic background or music or art, some type of performance, because there's just a, I don't know, there's just a different level of understanding discomfort when you've gone through those types of things. Yeah. And part of becoming a good coach is stepping through that discomfort and moving on to the next level. It's just, you know, if I'm lifting a 10-pound weight and I stay there forever, I never get any stronger. Mm-hmm. But I have to go through the discomfort of popping it up to 15 and then 20 and then 25. Yeah. And then I'm really so much stronger. So I think the same thing goes on when we coach people.
It's powerful. And also too, something else that I have found as well, and I'm sure you do as well in the work that you have with clients, when we are authentic and we are uncovering the steps that we took and blending that into the transformational experience that we're creating in our program course, it's not hard for us to coach people because we're coaching something that is just part of who we are, which you talked about your calling, which I believe as well. And the world might say, stay in your lane, stay in your lane. And so that's why I think a lot of coaches may be struggling because they haven't been given the right support and the right structure to be able to identify what that is for themselves.
Yes.
And it's like, dig a bit deeper. I call that your unique and uncopyable, which becomes unforgettable, but it's in you already. And I think that in and of itself is a whole process in and of itself, but is it, it's exciting because it's who you are and it's what you are here on this earth to do. It's part of your calling. I want to ask you, if you don't mind, Sherry, to share the testimonial that you got client, and it was just a feedback, wasn't it? You haven't even finished the program.
It was. I wasn't even asked. I didn't even ask yet.
What did she say? Because this is what we're talking about. This is the kind of response that you will get when you spend some time and put together this transformational signature program course. These are the types of responses you'll get. So share with us. What did your client say to you?
She said, I started and finished week one yesterday. Let me just say, I wanted to cry over how easy, and that's all capitalized, you have made this for us to lay out what we need up to that point. I have dreaded building a course for so long, but last night I was so, lots of O's, excited about it. I'm going to go through week two this evening. I'm excited about the next leg of this journey. Thank you so much for laying it out in such simple terms.
Boom. That's what you said there. Notice she said simple, but it was in the simplicity that made it so transformational because as she'd said, in this instance, it was building a program course. But what I want you to do who is listening today is picture yourself in whatever it is that you are an expert in, that you have the ability to influence and impact the lives and transform the lives of others in your area of expertise. And it is also that simplicity. That's something that we many people will struggle with too, was you're saying they think, I need to put everything in the course. We've got 20, I mean, you said 40 years of different aspects that build your expertise. If you were to dump that into week one or even week two or whatever, people would be going, oh my goodness,
I can't do this. Yeah. Where do I click off?
I'm even worse off than I was, you know, previously.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, you do see that in people with their programs and courses. They try and put so much in and they don't explain it in a way that it makes it easy for people to engage with and understand and, of course, implement as well.
And that brings me to one of my biggest concerns. And I have to be honest, it's a pet peeve of mine. And that is when we hear people saying, build and launch your course in 10 hours or build and launch your course in a week. Because what that means is that I'm just throwing it together. Maybe I'm doing a few videos and I'm selling it to you for $97 or $47. So that overlooks the importance of progressions. So I was a PE major as an undergraduate, and I remember as a sophomore, we had to figure out the order of things. So in PE, we teach things whole, then take it apart, and then put it back together. And that's the same way I teach my clients to make their program courses, because without those progressions, they can't make the step into the processes that move them along that transformation. And I think when we hear things like that, build your course in a week. Yeah, I can actually build an outline in probably a half an hour, but building the course itself and making sure that I'm stair-stepping what they're supposed to be, what they go through. So I'm starting with, this is what a course is. This is what content is. This is what your transformation. So I'm doing this process and progression. That's what too many courses are missing. It's just, I meet with my group. I record it. Maybe I talk about this, that, and the other, and that's week one. Mm-hmm. And then the next week I meet with my group and that's my content. And that just, it doesn't have the depth or I think it's not authenticity. It's just, I don't know. It's not as good as it could be.
Yeah.
If we take a little bit more time.
Outcome. There's no real specificity for this is what you're going to be able to teach.
Yes.
Or to be able to, speaking from the viewpoint of the coaches who are listening, if you don't have a framework and steps, yes. And these are not just any old steps, but they have to be progressive. Like, for instance, if week one was so confusing or overwhelming for a client, they would never have gone to week two. And I think that's what you're saying. You know, so often, and I'm sure we've had this conversation through a number of different podcast episodes, and we're aware of this as coaches, our clients may be stuck in a specific area, but not only do we look at that particular area, we backtrack to see, well, where else? What is feeding this particular unhelpful belief? What has happened? And so we need to make sure that as we're structuring the program course and the steps and the activities around that, what are the best activities to be able to support them, that we take them on that journey of learning, and then that's the next layer. I call it a term, and I don't know if this is a term that other people use, layered learning.
It's
the first layer, then the next layer, then the next layer, and it builds from there. And it's exciting because people, your clients, are feeling, experiencing the transformation as they go, because it, from a practical level, because they've used set tasks and activities to help them, but it's also from a mindset level that, oh my goodness, it makes sense, you know? So it's coming
and
from
I can do
all
this.
Of those angles. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll put our cap on as if you're a life coach and you're starting out. So let's just recap some of the things that you need to focus on, unless you are clear on who your ideal client is. And hopefully through the conversation that you and I have had today, Sherry, they may need to dig a lot deeper into that, so that whatever program course they develop really speaks to them. And you said something, and I want to talk about this. When you started to have conversations with prospective customers, your heart client basically said to you, when do we get started? So you had this program course that practically enrolled clients into it. I'm sure that having this program course, the format and all of that in place, it's going to help you with your marketing message too, because it's going to be far more clear and concise. Yes. Is that
absolutely
an assumption?
Absolutely. And it's that foundation. So I think about, if I'm building a house, I have to clear the ground out. So that's what I do when I clear everything out so that I know who I'm going to work with. I have to lay that rebar down, and then I lay the cement. So there's like, then I can put the sides up on the house, all the framing. And we have to do the same thing with the program portion of our program course. We have to look at what are the basic tenets of our program. So in my program, the three tenets are clarity, content, and cash flow. So those are the themes that, as you say, I'm going to be marketing from, because everybody needs clarity. Everybody does. everybody needs help putting the content together and in ways that follow all of the everything that we've stated so far, and also the marketing piece that comes out of the content. And then the last is everybody wants cash flow. So those are the three elements of my program. Mm. If we have that, then we can go from there and create our program course. We can create the mini courses that we need. We can create our social media marketing. We can create our landing pages, because everything is about those three things and my clients. Mm-hmm. So I have to know the needs and wants of my clients.
Yeah. And what I think a lot of coaches do, and this is if they don't have the clarity piece, unfortunately, where they go to become informed can be that could take them off track. For instance, comparison, looking at, well, what are other people doing in my industry that, you know, I can perhaps emulate? Or we look at well-intentional family members or close colleagues who said, oh, you should be doing this or that. But unfortunately, it doesn't really hone in to all of the things that we spoke about today. What is it that comes from your heart to the heart of your ideal clients, and the sequence of steps, you know, all of that, that makes it transformational? Because what ends up happening is when we inform and the content that we create from, and I've just given two examples there, but anything else that does not come from you yourself and that clarity, that exploration, unfortunately, then you may create a course or a program that sounds like everybody else. And that, how many people do we hear, coaches who have spent a lot of time and energy and money, because some of the resources that we're told to invest in to put our courses are on, so the technology piece, we're left with a course that is there and not selling, or it is selling, and unfortunately, because our clients are not getting transformations that we hoped that they would, we're not getting those testimonials and the referrals and so forth. And so it's this unfortunate cycle that they get, well, I've created it, but what now? But if you have everything in place, it also helps in the marketing. And you've got incredible clients that you've worked with that have had so much transformation. I'm sure that client is going to go out and share what she's been through to others as well. If they're struggling, oh, you need to go speak with Sherry. You need to get into her program the next time she looks it around.
Right.
Yeah, it just happens that way. Look, we have taken up plenty of your time, and hopefully people, I'm sure, have been blessed by what you have shared, the insights. So, Cher, how can people get in contact with you? And then once we get those details from you, Sherry, we'll share a little bit more about the project that we're working on, so that people, if they're interested, they can certainly come and join us for that.
Well, it's Sherry@SherryToledo.com, and I'm sure you'll have that in the notes. And also, my podcast is, I'm redoing my website right now. So the page I have up right now are the links to all of my podcast outlets, which is just SherryToledo.com.
Yeah, fantastic. To go to that, and you'll certainly find her. And so what we're working on, we've put together a roundtable intensive, and I have not heard anybody else do a roundtable intensive such as what we're doing today. But what we are doing, it's coming up in April, and I know that this podcast is going to have an evergreen lifespan. So if you hear this and you're thinking, oh, the date has gone, I'm sure that Sherry and I are probably going to be doing more in the future. So certainly reach out, but the URL to go and find out more about our roundtable intensive, which is titled From Invisible to Influential Trusted Authority, Become the Choice with Your Own Signature Program That'll Practically Enroll Clients for You. So let me just share, we are able to stand firm on that statement, because as you would have already heard, this is what happens with Sherry and what also happens to others as well when you really have the signature program course that you know if your ideal client steps into that course and program course, they will, if they do the work, obviously, but if they're your ideal client, your heart client, they will do the work because that's what it has attracted them to your program. So there's a couple of days that we are going through with people, not a full day. It's about an hour and a half each of the days. And we're going to support you in at looking at the framework that you want to have in place to be able to even start putting together your program course. And so there's a lot of content on that page that you can find out more about what we cover in each day. And if that sounds like a great fit, there's also instructions on what to do next to express your interest. Sherry, I know that we could have spoken for hours about this because we're just so passionate about what we do. And the thing, the work that we do just aligns so brilliantly, you know.
Yes.
And so I'm just so thrilled that you took some time out of your day to be able to share this. So I want to thank you so very much. I look forward to working with you on the intensive, the roundtable intensive, and those people who we get through and sitting around that virtual roundtable with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Anne-Marie. Before I go, are you a coach or a consultant who feels like the world's best kept secret? Your experience is vast, yet secretly you're frustrated because despite all of your hard work, you're just not getting the visibility, the recognition, or new clients you'd hope for, and you don't know why? I've created a free resource that'll help you build visibility, generate leads, and enroll dream clients with ease because you're seen as a trusted authority, even in a crowded marketplace, and you've positioned yourself as the choice versus just a choice for your dream client. To get started, go to annemariecross.com/gift. That's annemariecross.com/gift.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.